This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A third worker at the meatpacking plant in Greeley has died from COVID-19. The union that represents the JBS workers says that the 69-year-old died last week. The union and families say the company has not done enough to protect workers. There are more than 40 confirmed positive cases among the employees. State health officials ordered the JBS plant to shut down for 2 weeks for testing and cleaning. Advocates are suing to have 14 immigrants released from the ICE detention center in Aurora. Several of the plaintiffs are transgender women with HIV and are described as medically vulnerable if they contract COVID-19. Attorney Adrian Boyd says release is the best option.
For our clients, they fear for their lives and they're powerless to protect themselves, and that's simply not right. We think that immigration detention should not be a death sentence.
Congressman Jason Crow says two people tested positive for COVID-19 and 77 are in medical isolation at the ICE facility. Colorado's changeable weather brought record lows this morning, 19 in Denver, 11 in Grand Junction, and 7 degrees in Colorado Springs, each being the coldest temperature since 1933. Sun and mid-50s tomorrow for the Front Range. Snow returns on Thursday with highs only in the 30s. Currently 43 degrees with a few clouds in Denver. It is 32 and cloudy for Vail. This is CPR News.